my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and thank you for listening to Revival Time today. We're glad you're here with us, and we're talking about the bus ministry. I wonder, church member, I wonder what your buses look like. Are they peeling in paint? Do they need to be painted? Why don't you say, okay, I cannot work on a bus route. I cannot do this. I'm not a mechanic. I cannot do this, but I can. I'm going to send the bus out with pastor's approval. He'll choose the color, and I'm going to get it painted. You know, years ago, the state came in. They wanted all of our buses. Well, first, we want all of our buses painted, so we painted them all. Then we had another fleet, and they said, okay, I want them all yellow. So then we were yellow for a while. Then they came back in and said, we had all these buses at that time. Oh, I don't know how many more we have now, but we probably had 20, 25 buses. And I think it cost $5,000 a bus. We had to paint every one. The Lord sent a couple into our church, and every week they're visiting, and they'd put in X amount of, from right here. They later became members of our church. And every week they put the check in. I don't know. I can't remember. I don't want to say 5,000. I don't know if that was what it was. And every week they put a check in, paint a bus. And we were trying to paint a bus a week, a bus a week, a bus a week, a bus a week. And I'm guessing they did 5, 6, 7, 8 buses. Well, you know what? That helped us. And it brought enthusiasm to the buses and excitement. Ours are white with a red stripe and blue, and there's an American flag on it. Oh, everybody knows the beautiful buses. And but they did something. What could you do for the bus ministry? We've got to keep this thing alive. Got to keep it going. Sunshine in my soul. Here's a good song.
There is sunshine in my soul today, more glorious and bright.
Welcome to Tennessee, Georgia, Kentucky, whatever. That's down home music right there. And I'm glad to hear them play and sing. Sunshine, have sunshine in your soul. These are great days to serve the Lord. My Lord is taking good care of me. Well, I tell you what, I know he's taking good care of me and he's taking good care of you. You say, well, does everything go right in your life? You got to be kidding me. No, but it does go right, doesn't it? Because my steps are ordered by God. And so that means the tears you face today, the heartaches we face today, the difficulties we face, whatever it is, my Lord is taking good care of me. We're on the bus ministry today. We're in the book of Acts this morning. If you have a Bible, you'll know the verse and the text. My Lord is taking good care of me.
I got up this morning and I started my day. God's mercy was with me all of the way.
His goodness stayed close by to meet all my needs. My Lord is taking good care of me.
I'm never forsaken, I'm never alone. One day I'm moving to my brand new home. I'm blessed beyond measure, just look close, you'll see. My Lord is taking good care of me.
I'm counting my blessings as a journey along. Good friends and family and a place to call home.
The church where I worship, the Bible I read. My Lord is taking good care of me.
When Satan comes tempting and he brings up my past, I tell him it's forgiven, it's buried at last.
The bloodshed on Calvary now speaks for me. My Lord is taking good care of me.
I'm never forsaken, I'm never alone. One day I'm moving to my brand new home. I'm blessed beyond measure, just look close, you'll see. My Lord is taking good care of me. I'm never forsaken, I'm never alone. One day I'm moving to my brand new home. I'm blessed beyond measure, just look close, you'll see. My Lord is taking good care of me. I'm blessed beyond measure, just look close, you'll see. My Lord is taking,
He's always taking.
My Lord is taking good care of me.
I have these books in front of me, the bus ministry, Brother Wally Beebe, Jack Hiles, Jim Vineyard, and then we have Brother Ricky Gravely. Oh, my goodness. I have all these different books about the buses. And somehow I was born at the perfect time. World War II had completed, and it was just getting back in America, building houses, building cars again. Oh, I was born at the best time. And churches, all huge churches grew. Churches grew during World War II. And then in the 50s and 60s, they exploded in the bus ministry. Oh, it was a great time. So, well, the good old days, old Brother Traper. These are the good old days. Right now, we have more tools accessible to us. You know, it's hard to believe that I tell our church, I would have never thought when we came here 48 years ago, I would have never thought that I could be speaking to the entire globe Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Never. Over 100 some countries watching the services, every state watching. And I'm talking about live. And they could watch from a phone. And that people put it on their big screen at home. Don't do that. And because I look bad, yeah, I've got a radio face is what I have, but nonetheless, it's just an amazing thing. So yes, it was the good old days, but these are the good old days. God gave us, our Lord gave us Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria, the uttermost part of the earth. It just kept, it started at the city and just kept expanding out. And you know the thrill is staying here for so long. I could tell you till I'm blue in the face about stories. How I told you about Brother Garcia, 38 years ago, got saved here in February. Now been for years a pastor, and his wife, and they have kids. Got two kids married now, and his sister who got saved here a couple years later. She started at 4 on the bus, and I think that's how old you have to be to run the bus, if I'm not mistaken. We have a rule something, but nonetheless, and she's sitting over there on that left hand side. Been here all these years, 5 kids, and her husband's a deacon, bus kids. But I think over here on the second section, oh, about 5 rows back, there's my vice chairman of my board of deacons. And he's been my insurance man for years. And Brother Chris Kissel. Now here, Brother Chris, 40 years ago, rode our bus as a young preteen. And he rode the bus. And you know what? In Brother Kissel's home, he has the most wonderful mother, but there's never a father there, ever, ever, ever. And his mother is a very determined, good worker, now retired. But she raised such an incredible son and let him come on the bus. And can I tell you what happened? He got married to evangelist Wally Davis' daughter. And they've been married almost a quarter of a century. Wait a minute. They have 4 kids. And the boys are twins. They graduate and they walk the line in May. And Connor is getting married in April. He's already out. He's getting married. And Cole, Cole's getting married, and Connor is going to graduate. Hannah is a freshman in Bible college. They're all so talented. They play the banjo and the guitar and the violin and the piano. They play it all. They play it all. And then Jackson's in our 8th grade. Good kids. Now, wait a minute. That's a bus kid. Vice chairman of the deacons at North Valley Baptist Church, a businessman. He's been my insurance man probably 30 years, I'm going to guess, maybe more, who knows. I'm telling you, you never know what's going to happen with these bus kids. Some are going to break your heart. Some are not going to make it. Some are going to be in jail. Many are going to be raised up. I've got them scattered. I think of a pastor's wife. Her daughter's a freshman in our Bible college from Pennsylvania. What a sweet girl. But I remember when her mother and aunt, her aunt still in the church, plays the cello. Oh, she's been here for years, 40 years, I would imagine. And her sister, who's the pastor's wife in Pennsylvania, they got saved on the bus, right from Santa Clara, California. And for years, she and her husband have been in the ministry serving the King of Kings. She was a little girl, grew up here, graduated from our high school, graduated, and eventually got married and serving God. And they're scattered everywhere, almost without fail. Every church I go to in America to preach, there'll be one of our bus kids. I rode the bus. A lady in New Jersey, she came up, she said, I rode your bus. I got married. I had kids, and my husband in his 30s passed away suddenly. I'm in the bus ministry here, serving the Lord in the bus ministry. It's everywhere I go. Hey, let me tell you something. They that go get, everywhere you can find bus kids. And help us to get in the bus ministry. Father, bless the listeners. I know it's a different week, but we need to get the buses rolling again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.